This week, we are going to go on a treasure hunt. This week, you are going to wear the glasses of that one who is looking for wholeness, for beauty, for possibility. You're going to see every single thing, object, fruit, as a divine teacher. Imagine that the tomato will teach you how to love. Imagine that the brick will teach you how to love. How does a child love? How does a tree love? The brick may be patience. The child may be curiosity. The tomato may be vibrancy. What is beautiful about this exercise is that life will play with you and will bring you things that might not be lovable, like somebody who wants to go beyond your limits. How could that be divine? How could that be a divine teacher? Be with it, be with the question. Think about the traffic jam. Think about the traffic jam teaching you patience. Think about the crying child teaching you presence. Think about the drums of war teaching you to be grounded in the present moment. This week, go ahead and open your eyes in a search for divine teachers. And think about everything being alive, everything from the desk, the teacher. Nothing is coincidental. Think that life is happening to you, for you, for you. You remember this movie? No, I don't remember the name. Where there is this world create the Truman Show. The Truman Show. If you haven't watched it, please do. There is this world, like like a big set with lots of extras, making everything happen for Truman. Truman was born in the set, and he was told that that was life. But in reality, everything is a set. Everything is a production. So imagine that you were Truman. Everything that is happened is planned for you, a divine plan for you. How are you going to plan, play? How are you going to disturb reality? Because you have agency. I love to play with that by giving smiles to people who, otherwise you wouldn't have talked to, by eating something that I wouldn't have eaten, by not eating something that I would have eaten. Just play with reality and see that's holy. I forget something else that's very important, that you could also see yourself as holy. Imagine that your body, that your life, that your story was also part of the lecture towards yourself. Today, my yoga teacher said, move your body, move the body that you are now inhabiting in this way. Oh, it's so beautiful, that sentence. Move the body that you now inhabit. So think that your body is also a divine teacher. So hunt, hunt for wholeness. Have a wonderful week. See you on Friday for the Friday Flow. Much love and light. Have a wonderful week.